Hi, this is Steve Ide from the Research Bureau. On today's Research Bureau Angle, I want to talk about the upcoming fall elections for City Council and School Committee. Election season in Worcester is fast approaching. Does anyone care? Unfortunately, most people probably don't. In recent years, statistics on voter turnout in local elections in Worcester have been uniformly unimpressive. Since 2001, never have more than 30% of registered voters in the city cast votes. At times, that figure has been as low as 17%, and this doesn't even take into consideration how much of the adult population has not even bothered to register to vote. A very small minority of Worcester's population elects its officials. The leading vote-getters among City Council and School Committee candidates in 2009 each received around 12,000 votes, which is less than 9% of Worcester's total voting age population. By contrast, up to 60% of registered voters in Worcester have turned out for presidential elections in the past decade. Perhaps it's appropriate that people take more of an interest in national politics than local politics. No one would argue against the fundamental importance of issues such as national defense, national fiscal and economic policy, and Social Security and Medicare. But there's a good argument to be made that people should be at least as actively engaged in local politics as national politics, if not more. City government is in charge of educating your children, providing you with clean water and sewer services, and protecting you from crime. And statistically speaking, your vote counts for much more on the local level than it does on the national level. Over the next couple months, the Research Bureau will be highlighting some of the challenges that will be faced by the next City Council and School Committee. In September, we will put out a report containing a series of questions for the candidates, and these will also be published in the Telegram and Gazette. To kick things off, let's turn briefly to the School Committee. Worcester's charter grants to the school committee the chief authority over policy matters in the Worcester Public Schools and grants to the superintendent authority over day-to-day administration. The most important decision that the members of the school committee make is the appointment of the superintendent. This coming school year is the final year in the contract between Melinda Boone, the current superintendent, and the Worcester School Committee. Thus, whoever is elected in the fall will be entrusted with the authority to decide whether or not to continue with the current school administration or if change at the top is needed. What about policy regarding teacher recruitment, training, and advancement? The school committee and teachers union recently reached agreement on a new 4-year contract. This contract reaffirmed the traditional practice of compensating teachers based primarily on longevity and advanced degrees. This then puts the Worcester School Department somewhat at odds with the State Board of Elementary and Secondary Education. The State Board voted in June to require that student performance be weighed as a significant factor in district teacher evaluations. Taken together, this means that Worcester will be required to evaluate teachers on a different basis than from how it pays them. Should teacher compensation policy therefore be reassessed? We'll be returning to these and related issues in future installments of the Research Bureau Angle. For now, this has been Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.